Welcome back to another episode of Don Pieces and Parlays. You already know who's here. No introduction needed for the guys.
I like that.
We here.
That's spicy.
We here. OVO is outside.
All right, so I talked to
Kendrick, where you at, bro?
Talk to me.
Where's Kendrick, bro? Have you seen him?
I haven't seen him.
Have you heard from him?
I heard from Drake, though.
Shit, bro. All that shit he was talking, bro, like, now he ducking.
Yo.
So he dropping his diss record on his album that supposedly is coming out in May.
Mmm.
That's what I heard today.
I did too.
We may have a Kendrick album in May.
Ooh. What do you think? What do you think? First of all, let's get to push-ups though. Let's get to Drake. Let's get right. So Drake, we had to push the episode back, you know, a couple days. We
thought maybe
Kendrick was gonna drop to this leak push-ups that Drake had surfacing for the last week, and then Drake finally cleared it today to put on Apple Music.
I didn't think he was going to do that, to be honest.
Spicy, obviously, in, you know, response to Future and Metro's Part 2 album, which was more of an R&B, really wasn't as much.
Yeah, what you think of that album? You like it?
Honestly,
That shit trash.
I know it had nothing to do with the beef, but I think it does have some good songs. I think, you know, maybe you will, but it does have some good melodic flows. You get Future at his best. You have The Weeknd, who comes on there and does what he does.
There's a couple A$AP tracks on
Rocky,
there.
ASAP Rocky, all these guys that kind of came on the track there, you know, seemingly throwing some shots there at your boy Drake. But I thought it was an all right album, but it didn't really contribute to the beef as much as what we thought.
I think with the first album being so good and like people actually listening to it and like seeing like it's a good project, like besides the Kendrick this and all the hype that it got behind that, it's a good album.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
I think it has a lot of good songs. It got a couple bangers on there. Red Leather's fire. We originally heard the song months ago. Had it in our rotation because I don't know where you got it from.
Talk on, for sure.
Yeah, we was definitely listening to it. So I'm like, oh, shit. So when I was listening to the album back and I hear that, I'm like, oh, he put this on here. I've heard this song already, but it sounds a little more clear. Like, it sounds, the quality of the song is better.
You could tell.
And then from one moment to another, you hear Cole. I'm like, oh, shit. Cole is on this. I was not expecting that, bro. That shit threw me completely off. His verse was fire, though. Like, he walked on it. I think that's, like, a good, slow, melodic beat that Cole could just talk his shit on. And he flexed on that. Like, I think that's still the best song on the album. But comparing that to the first album is, like, damn, we went from taking shots to being romantic and, you know, R&B and shit like that. So it just, when you're expecting something and you get something completely different, it's just like, do I really want that? And not only that, it was just so close to the first release. Like, let the other one cook up a little. Let it marinate. Chill. Like, relax.
And it's a completely different way that they went about it, because Future, obviously, was more melodic. He did have on, like, a track like This Sunday kind of have the same melody as Drake did on Feel No Ways.
And yeah.
Like, it was more, you know.
Do you think they're trying to basically, kind of like, replicate this, Drake?
I think it's more so just kind of, you know, sending subtle jabs, you know, because as somebody listening to the music, you're like, oh, shit, like, he really did this, you know, because I listened to it a second time through and I was like, damn, that, you know, I've heard this. And like, you listen to different bars that he says The Weeknd saying a couple things. But I think it's funny then this.
That just goes to show you how close they really are, bro, how that friendship was really tight. And shit just went left, bro. Because, like, when you can sound like somebody and pick up habits from somebody because you spend a lot of time with them, like, you understand them, you learn that person.
Yeah.
And they probably pick up different things from each other. Like, I'm pretty sure there's a couple words that I usually say to you and, like, oh, that's... Yeah. I start to use it more in my vocabulary now because you hear it more often, like,
all right. Oh, for sure.
So, with them, it's like, oh, shit, you can hear Drake in Future. Like, you can hear the similarities in the tracks and the melodies and the tempos and the pockets that they're trying to get into. But it's a bad situation, bro. Like, out of all of them, I think Future's, like, his split with Drake is probably, like, the toughest for me to take. Like,
for sure.
Damn, like, they got a lot of great records together, bro. Classic album.
Yeah.
Ross, him also, like, Drake has some of his best work on Ross's features, bro. Like, if you look at the lineup, Dice Pineapple, I'm On One, Aston Martin Music,
wow,
Stay Scheming, like,
I'm On,
like,
One,
he
right?
walks on those, Lord knows.
Yep.
Like, that was the first track we heard from them, and it's like, now we all at war, and Drake said, fuck that, like, if y'all all want a bullet, I'm gonna send all of them.
Yeah.
And he's opened up the clip, bro, and he's coming out swinging out the gate, like,
right.
I think he needs to come back from the Pusha T loss. I don't think he necessarily lost, but he in his mind, in his heart, he's like, I took an L.
Yeah.
He can't take another one. And this is the biggest fish in the pond. You got to take Kendrick out.
Well, I think it's how we got to that point, too, because obviously the album with Future and Metro dropped last Friday, and the leak kind of starts up there a day later, and now today it kind of now is on Apple Music, and you kind of see that he's pushing the beef more towards less of Future. Obviously, it was all fun and games with Rick Ross, but it's for sure Kendrick.
That's who he wants, bro. That's how he can redeem himself. That's how he solidifies his name forever in the history books. Like, it's already carved in stone, but if he gets that win, it just puts him in a whole different
100%
level.
But I think what's really interesting as we watch this kind of develop and, you know, see the storylines, we're at a place in music here in rap that it's going to be legendary. Like, think about, when we look back on this, maybe, you know, in a couple months, and like, look at all the music that you're getting, the diss track that Drake dropped on Kendrick, you know,
the diss track that with Kendrick, J. Cole.
Yeah, right. And that whole situation with J. Cole kind of dropping out of the race, still, obviously, like you said, dropping heat there on Red Leather. Please go listen to that.
That's he walked fire. On there. He definitely walked on that.
Like, for sure. And The Weeknd definitely walked on his Future there. But I mean, Drake just, he brought it here on this diss track, and, you know, he sent the shots at all of them. He still did. Facts. But it's more so directed at Kendrick. Drop and give me 50 is kind of what everybody's saying. Obviously, like, the clicky lines there with Metro telling him to shut the hell up and play drums. Yeah, Metro
shut your whole ass taking up and make some drums.
Kind of taking him out of the beef. I read a tweet, somebody was like,
he's like, what can he say to him, though? He's a producer. He can't say nothing back to me. What are he going to do, make a better beat?
Facts. Imagine hearing that in the club. You know, they're going to cut, like, the audio, and they're going to hear the whole crowd say
it. Those are just quotables. Exactly. That goes back to, is this a world tour or your girl's tour? Like, people are going to know that forever in rap history. So with that special quotable right there where he hit Metro, people are going to always hit Metro with that. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums. Like, that's going to be forever in history.
For sure.
But I don't know.
I think it's a legendary time.
Drake really snapped. I think he rebutted everything that everyone said to him. Like, I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. So Drake was like, I bet the next time I'm in your city, I'm wearing every fucking chain to see what you're going to do. Like, I think he's just pushing the buttons now. He got at Ross, came at him crazy. I think Drake is in a mindset right now. It's like, I got to kill all of them. Remember when, what's his name? When Kendrick dropped Control and he said, I love y'all, but I'm here to murder all of you. I think that's what Drake is on right now. I think he's in that pocket where it's like, I really got to kill all my competition. Like, there's nobody safe. There's no stone unturned. We're going to go to war. And I think he's at war right now. Like he said, what is this, a 20-v-1?
Facts.
And he's going up against heavy hitters. It's not like,
sheesh.
But he's going up against top dogs, Future, Kendrick. Like, those are heavy hitters. Metro, The Weeknd.
Right? Rick Ross, The Weeknd. ASAP Rocky throwing in it.
Bro, he's like, what is he supposed to do? Just sit back and stay quiet? Nah, everybody gets straight.
I heard the next plot here in this whole storyline is Kanye maybe sending a verse into the studio of Metro Boomin for Like That. So we might hear Kanye now join the beef, which I said on the pod as we continue to follow.
Listen,
this whole rap. Kanye. That could be, everybody's coming out. So, bro, you know, he's going to
Kanye done caught so many strays from Drake, bro. It's like, you're killing him. You're overkilling him already at this point. Like,
so
leave him alone. Don't beat a dead horse. So, he stomped on him already. Like,
I also saw some questions from a couple of fans were asking today. They were like, yo, what do you think the best this that Drake has dropped? Is it Back to Back? Is it Duppy? Is it
Successful?
Push-ups? What do you think?
Successful definitely will have to be Back to Back.
For sure.
I think lyrically, I would go Duppy Freestyle.
Is that your favorite, you would say?
Yeah, Duppy Freestyle is my favorite.
The one that didn't make it to Apple for some reason. I wish it did. But
we don't know.
I would probably say, if I had a choice of listening to the three, I would probably say the most recent, though. Push-ups is fire.
Nah, that's a fact.
Like, he fucking
the flow he got on and just the way he changed the speed of his raps was fire, and he sent clear shots. Like, he mentioned names, he mentioned Cash,
Chippendale, probably have you
have a bitch in Chanel.
What
he got spicy, bro. I think Kendrick really need to step outside. Drake is saying that your wife was sleeping with your bodyguard. You got to come outside and rap.
Yeah,
and you send the first shot.
That means he's all the way in too.
He has to respond before he drops his album, bro. If he drops this response on his album, he basically loses, bro. You know why? Because he basically telling Drake, yo, you're right. Every time I mention you guys mention me, you guys become more successful.
I feel like also what was really interesting and just the way that Drake goes about it, a couple things that he said in this track. When he says that line about that he's in Japan, you know?
Yeah.
He's big in Japan.
I'm big in Japan. He was talking about Future Shorty.
Right? And then like, and that line, it's so funny because the first time I listened to the track, I was like, man, that was a kind of a, just a lame bar. You know what I mean?
And then, it's crazy
and because... And now I'm looking back at it, it's like, damn, the context there and like her Instagram is Tokyo, Japan. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, he was moving like that. Not only that, he drops this midday today. He waits instead of it being, you know, Thursday night to Friday, midnight release. Taylor Swift drops her album, right? Mm-hmm. So then Drake waits till noon to 2 o'clock today, then drops this, and then it possibly could go number one now later in the day. It's just the way that he moves. It's calculative. It's militant. It's just everything. Facts. It really is.
Talking about Taylor, she sends shots at Kim Kardashian. Everybody's sending straight shots over here, bro. What's going on?
Yo, this is a
year. The music industry is up in shambles. Everybody's sending shots, and I love to see it, bro.
Bro, what is going on,
son? Let the dirt out, bro. Let's shoot it up.
Bro, I don't know. It's interesting. We started this year here on the pod just talking about a great year of music we had last year, but we had no idea about this year.
Nah, this one is definitely historic.
Is this year comparing to our years of music, 2011, 2016, 2018?
Yes. If Kendrick drops a fire verse or a fire diss track and Drake responds to that, it's going to be clearly a better year than any year we had in the last 10, 15 years because you're literally seeing two top dogs fight for that number one spot. Everything is off the table. Mm. Let the best man win. There's nobody else involved. It's just us two.
I know, but you could.
When was the last time you seen this?
There is also somebody else too that could drop their album. And
who?
Jay-Z. I heard he could also drop an album this summer. So like, if that is the case, now we are in historic times. That's why I said we are in a point in music right now that we gotta appreciate. So
there's a fact. You gotta take it. You gotta take it, and you gotta appreciate it because at this time, like. We're going to remember this 10, 15 years from now. Like, yo, where were you when Drake and
Kendrick
was really going at it?
Because you remember where you probably were for the Meek Mill beef. I remember where I was when Pusha T and that whole situation. And just, it was, yeah, I mean, you kind of remember this. And this is really the first time Kendrick, I feel like, is getting involved in a rap battle. I feel like there was always comparisons, like, when him and J. Cole had the Black Friday track. Yeah, like, who rapped better over that? But
he won that.
I think with
this damn flop
with Jersey Drake though, this is what he kind of
is monumental. This
he
is
suits what, up for the war.
We've been waiting for this for 10 years, bro. All the subliminal shot back at each other. He says something, then he says something, then he says something. We here. We finally hit the starting line to this rap war. Mm. And as you can see, Drake is already competing against five other dudes before he even gets to Kendrick. He's battle tested, like, and he's not gonna back down from any of these dudes. It's like, whoever's standing in front of me, he's gonna get one.
Yeah,
it don't matter who it is, and he's trying to solidify himself as number one forever. If he beats Kendrick in this battle war that we're about to witness, he's the greatest of all time.
Last
no debate.
Last thing, also, if you noticed, obviously he had 7 true size on the album cover of the single. If you look,
how you big stepping with a size 7 men's on?
I don't know if he did this intentionally, but if you look at the barcode as well, I don't know. What did that remind you of? Anything? Anything?
I didn't look that deep into
this. If you look at the barcode, it kind of is going to remind you of a Pusha T album as well. So just, I think it's like I Am Music. I believe that's the album. So,
for real?
Yeah.
I didn't check that. Probably look that up now.
Go check that out, though. I'm telling you, everything that he has said or everything that he adds in, there's a reason for it. It's very militant. That's the way that...
Nah, he's strategic. Just like with back-to-back, he had a... The World Series where it was the Blue Jays versus the Phillies.
Carter, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hit the bomb. It's the crowd, I think, in the background. Yeah, yeah.
So he's strategic with what he does. Like, Drake may not say nothing aggressive or, like, gangster, but he knows how to be slick with his wordplay. Like, he knows how to say things that you got to capture later on. Like, if you don't know, you don't know. If you know, you know.
This is going to get...
So that's why it's fire, and he's been sending shots, and I think it's time for it. Let the best man win. If Drake going to lose, if Kendrick going to lose... I'm ready for it.
Dude, I don't know. Because Kendrick, 2 years ago, he dropped a Grammy.
I don't want to hear that, bro.
Award-winning album. And that was fire. But can he do that. Something like that and respond? Like, what's going to happen?
Is he capable? What do you think? Absolutely. But I think there's nothing really that he can say at this point. We don't know. What is he going to say? I don't think there's anything.
No idea that Drake had a kid until Pusha T. All right. Kind of said it.
We exposed the kid. We exposed reference songs.
I know.
You got to come with something bigger than that. What can you say now?
So what do you think happens next?
I think Kendrick comes out with a song. He doesn't have a wow factor. And it's just going to be a bar fest. And people are going to choose his side. Oh, he's a better rapper. Or people are going to be like, we're not really... You're not rocking with that. We need to hear the substance. We need to hear something that's going to be like, holy shit, word. Because for the looks of it, Drake feels like he has something in the clip that is going to explode.
I know.
And he's going to say something or he's going to tell us something that we don't know. Kendrick is a very secretive person. You don't really know about his life like that.
And he's got, like, we're talking about, like, Metro Boomin and if Kanye's going to really involve himself, like, he's going to, you have, like, the high of the high producers and that.
That's cool, bro.
I know.
That's when you know you're at the top.
And then you got Drake over here with his crew. This is gonna get dicey.
He's dolo, bro. He's dolo.
I know you, Team OVO.
He's literally Thanos, bro. He's competing against a whole bunch of assembled Avengers, bro. He's not fighting little dogs. He's fighting big dogs.
Yeah,
Kendrick, big dog. Future, big dog.
Well, for sure, no doubt.
Metro's a big dog in what he does.
The Weeknd is too.
The Weeknd, super big dog. So it's like
Rick Ross is too.
But he the top dog.
ASAP Rocky.
He at the top of the food chain. So
they're all tough, but
they got to come take that spot.
So, Sway.
It's been a good one.
Talk to me.
Kendrick, come outside. Pick up a stick. Drizzy's outside waiting for you. We tired of waiting, bro.
Shots are fired, Sway.
It's up and it's stuck.
Shots are fired. Until next time, Dime Piece and Parlays.
One.
Sway Mike.